Hello, Reverend Steve Morris here. Thank you so much for listening to our talk today. It's the first Sunday of Advent, the 29th of November. Goodness me, how time seems to be flying. The reading is from Mark 13, beginning at verse 24. But in those days, after that suffering, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heaven will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branches become tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening or at midnight, or at cockcrow or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all. Keep awake. It's a good tip, isn't it, really, to remain awake. There's a bumper sticker. Jesus is coming. Look busy. And I think there's something in it. It's certainly not a call to slothfulness, is it? Let's work our way through the reading and see where it takes us. It begins by painting a picture of the beginning of the end times. And it sounds pretty frightening, doesn't it? The sun will be darkened, the moon will not give out its light, stars will be falling from heaven, and there'll be a great shaking of the powers in heaven. I remember when I first started going to church, I loved my vicar there. His sermons were brilliant, and he always said, people say they can't wait for the end times. He said, I want to be long dead before then, because they sound absolutely terrifying. And they do. There's no dodging it. The promise is that at some point, things are going to end with a big bang. There's going to be a big final kind of event. The vision of Jesus coming in the clouds with glory, with angels around him. I mean, it's, in a way, I think it's awesome. It's wonderful. It's as though all those years, all those decades, millennia, that the Christ has had to suffer the indignities he went through. Here, on this day, we see the King of Kings coming in glory. And I think that's worth keeping in mind as we wonder about the person of Christ. You know, that's one aspect. It's like when you look into a crisp crystal, or sun shines into a crystal, different colours come out. It's the same when we try to picture Christ. You can't just get him in one shot. There's lots of different ways of seeing him. And this is one of those classic Advent themes, which is the end times. It might seem strange, but from its earliest days in Advent, we've kind of held together, as it were, the incarnation, the God about to come among us, and also the end times. It's as though when we have God, it gives us that wider, longer, historical perspective. This is part of a process. This is part of a process that's going to end in glory. And that's well worth us not letting slip from view. The reading goes on to talk about the fact that no one will actually know. No one knows when the end is here. Indeed, it appears that Christ doesn't particularly know the human part of him, because he seems to think it will happen very quickly. The early Christians all believe that. And I think after a couple of centuries of waiting, they began to maybe lose heart, or at least begin to have to think again about what this end times would look like. The one thing we know is that we don't know. when it's going to happen. It's always very disturbing when sects, and sometimes Christians, you know, suddenly think they've got that end date and they all gather. I mean, that's a great heresy, really, because it's clear in here that we're not meant to be predicting. Sometimes I hear people, you know, will say, oh, look, all these signs are happening now. We must be near the end. The disruptions in our communities now are age old. It's not suddenly become the darkening of the clouds, the darkening of the sky, rather. So I think we need to be very circumspect. We need to remain sensible and wise. What we do know, the one thing we know, is that one day there will be an ending and a new beginning. We are not meant to kind of inquire. It's called eschatology, isn't it? The end times. Not meant to get too obsessed with it. But the one thing we take from it is there's always the thought that it might be soon, and in which case, keep busy. Now that's pretty straightforward for me because I love being busy. I actually don't like not being busy. But I think it's a certain kind of busyness that it's talking about. It's doing the work that God is calling us to do without an obsession that the end is nigh, but knowing that tomorrow it could happen. And if you know that tomorrow everything could change, it tends to sharpen you. It tends to help you to be focused on absolutely on the moment that you're in and doing the best that you can, the most good that you can at that time. And so I think I like this passage. I like the image of Christ coming on the clouds. I like the idea of my God in glory. And equally, I find it helpful that I shouldn't get into a rut thinking that everything will always just be the same, because it won't. And maybe that's the one thing that COVID has taught us. We took for granted, didn't we, that everything would go exactly the same, that we would have the same level of prosperity and peace, and that each day would continue in this kind of consumerist world that we've created for ourselves. And this has shaken us because it's told us there are great contingencies out there that we cannot be certain, and that in that case we need to live our life fresh, full of the love of Christ, doing his work as we await patiently the day when he comes on the clouds in glory. Amen.